It's quite a party atmosphere going on in the studio. They're all drunk. We've got the punch out here, you see.
You're drinking too much of the beer again, yep.
Keep standby. Anyway, talking of keep standby, we have a record actually to play from Jerry and Bunny.
Yes,
Adrian.
Sure, yes,
so we must do that in a second.
Actually, we're not drunk on beer or anything. It's just the lovely tasting diesel. We absolutely love that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually,
I had a shower yesterday in diesel. That's really nice.
We had a tank actually full of diesel, didn't we? That came up through the water pipes. But that's all sorted out now. Well, and now we've got it. We've got draft lager.
So that's going out through the water. Anyway, Jerry and Bonnie do send their best wishes to Adrian, and wish him a happy birthday too, of course. And they wanted us to play this record for him.
This is Bianca and Why My Lord.
Anyway, getting back to the subject of Adrian, we just wanted to do a bit more bootlicking. honestly, he really is absolutely excellent boss. I really have never ever worked for anybody as good. You know, I mean, I owe a lot to the first station that I was on, but really it's never ever been as good as this setup.
I think you can really say actually that Adrian manages to project a family atmosphere amongst the staff.
That's absolutely true. You know, you can speak to any of us on board privately, or you know, alone or together, and we all support each other, and it works right the way through the company actually. I think that
because the whole company is a big team, you know.
Oh, it's exactly.
And really I think things are quite together.
Yeah, the accountant really loves you.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Yeah, I was going to say that Adrian has definitely spared no expense in getting the Janine a very nice
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've had so many things installed on the ship lately, and it's to him which we owe it for organising it and so forth, and of course the lovely Lolly to do it, you know.
Yes, it's, I must say that I think now the Janine is a very comfortable ship to live in.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Certainly probably one of the best, I should think, on the North Sea at the moment. So I hope so anyway.
Yeah, that's right. It's still of course a lot of work before we're really satisfied with everything that we've got to do on the ship, but when that happens, when we're satisfied, I don't think we'll ever be satisfied in how good we've got the ship, you know.
Yeah, well, there's always more things to do, always more painting, and you eventually get to a stage where you have to go back to square one and start painting again.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's always work to do. But definitely the whole thing is comfortable. We've, you know, got a good heating system and nice water, nice food, everything.
Nice studios.
Everything's very good, you know.
You mentioned my studio.
And also,
speaking
of transmitters, we've got a nice transmitter and a nice new transmitter coming.
Oh, the food's good, the food's good. Debbie's suspension is good. Well, let's get another record on the specialty for
everybody, right? Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you what, actually. I've got a Bette Midler record queued up on the turntable, which is called In the Mood. And a lot of people will think, well,
didn't Glenn Miller do that?
Yeah. I remember it when I was 3 years old. Glenn Miller was making records like this, and of course I remember it so well because they were X9 plus 4 dB just crossing the
issues. So also from Buster, then, who's
this one? That's what we to do, you know what I mean? But anyway, as it happens, you're coming in loud and clear, and we're coming in for you now, you and...